again, in Thoreau's Walden, there are some classic statements that I believe can be applied biblically in our day and time. He talks about, in his day, the mass of people laying up treasures where moth and rust will corrupt and thieves break through and steal. He says it is a fool's life, as they will find when they get to the end of it, if not before. He then says that as for many men, because of their constant labor and working for financial gain, man has no time to be anything but a machine. And the finest qualities of our nature, like the bloom on fruits, can be preserved only by the most delicate handling, yet we do not treat ourselves nor one another thus tenderly. Later, he says, the mass of men lead lives of quiet desperation. What is called resignation is confirmed desperation. And he encourages a simple life, a life that is not bogged down with constant activity, but a simple life of food and shelter, which he tried in his experience at Walden. He says most of the luxuries and many of the so-called comforts of life are not only not indispensable, but positive hindrances to the elevation of mankind. And I think, as, and this is found in Thoreau's Walden, pages 13, or pages 9 through 16, with quotes scattered throughout those pages. I'm reminded, as I look at the New Testament, of the constant exhortation of Jesus, who says, lay not up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust corrupt, and where thieves dig through and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth or rust corrupts, and where thieves do not dig through and steal. And Paul would tell Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 6 to be content with food and clothing in the carrying out of the ministry. One of the reasons I believe that we do lead often lives of so much busyness is that the simple things of life have been replaced by the luxuries and the desires that often we want. But one of the greatest exhortations that we can find comes from our Lord Jesus Christ, who calls us to seek first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and the basic things of life, such as food and clothing and shelter, he promises then will be supplied to us, not the luxuries, but the necessities of life. May we put forth that effort to live in light of eternity, not sacrificing the now in terms of the world that is to come.